Miracle at Redeemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 6a, God's Kindness Never Ceases. When Mettie saw the flowers and the note that was for her from the three little girls, she covered her face, ashamed. "Why am I acting like this?" she wondered. But the tears would not stop. Embarrassed, she buried her face into Mama Addie's shoulder. Mama Addie held her close, and she felt comforted. She almost felt like she was in her own mother's arms. "Who could ever love someone like me?" she thought. Just then the three little girls raced over to Mettie and gave her a mighty hug. For the first time in all the months Mettie had been at Redeemer House, she smiled. It was impossible to keep out the powerful, honest love of these girls. A miracle was taking place. Mama Addie whispered, "You are wanted in this family, Mettie. Let us love you." That night, while the girls surrounded Mama Addie for evening devotions, Mettie had one little girl on her lap and one on each side. Strangely, she didn't feel awkward, but normal, as if she belonged in that position. With wilted violets twisted into her hair, she listened. "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never gives up." It was not a bunch of big fat lies after all. It was real. Unlike the other times she wanted to run out the door, this time Mettie wanted it to never end. Life at Redeemer House slowly returned to the way it was before Mettie's arrival. Slowly. Mettie had much changing to do, and she was still mean at times. But the girls were patient. Mettie wanted to change, and her new family wanted to help her. Many of them remembered how they felt when they had first come. It was nearly the end of October when Mama Addie noticed that food was disappearing again. Her heart sank. "Oh, please, Lord, no. It can't be Mettie. She's a new person." Upset and afraid, Mama Addie was forced to keep a close watch on Mettie. She asked Sandra and Felicity to help her, since three pairs of eyes were better than one. None of them, however, found any evidence of Mettie stealing, yet the food continued to disappear.